Only 30% is the percentage of female scientists.
This figure shows that even today women are underrepresented in STEM fields in front of men. However, in history, many women have made history whether in the field of physics, biology, astronomy, or even technology. But most of the time, they are hidden. That's why today we are going to shine a spotlight on these brilliant women.
Lilou just mentioned STEM, but what does it mean?
STEM is the abbreviation of science, technology, engineering, mathematics. This field enables innovation, creativity, reflection. And all the women we are going to talk are part of this field.
So let's start with Sally Christenreid. Sally was born in 1951 in Los Angeles and she died in 2012. She was passionate about science since her childhood. Graduate in physics in the Stanford University, Sally became an astronaut after being selected by NASA.
But why is she famous?
Good question. Sally Ride is famous because in 1983, she is the first American woman and the third woman to go into space. She is also the youngest American astronaut to have flown in space at the age of 32 years old. It's a milestone for women at that time.
By the way, I have heard about an organization named after her.
Exactly. After her career as an astronaut, in 2001, she co-founded Sally Ride Science, a science education organization focused on the STEM field. Her purpose is to encourage especially young women to join a scientific career.
Wow, she's really an example.
Who is the next woman, Julia?
A brilliant woman too, Marie Curie. She was born in Varsovia in Poland in 1867 and she died in 1934. She was Polish, but after her marriage, she became French. Marie was an excellent scientist in the field of radiochemistry, radiology and nuclear physics.
And what did she do for science?
She discovered polonium and radium. Radium has helped the development of medicine, such as new device or treatment for some cancer, and polonium was used for energy and nuclear research.
Did she receive awards for exploits?
Yes, Zoe. She was the first woman to receive the Nobel Prize and the only woman to have received two. She remains the only person to have been awarded the prize in two distinct scientific fields.
Ooh, incredible. It was truly revolutionized science.
Now, Lilou is going to tell you about a surprising actress.
Yes, it's Hedy Lamarr. She was born in 1914 in Austria and she died in 2000. She was a famous Hollywood actress and she was considered the most beautiful woman in cinema of her time.
But why is she part of the STEM field?
Wait, I'm coming. Hedy Lamarr was also a very smart inventor. In effect, in 1941, with her friend George Anteuil, she created a secret communication system to protect messages during the war. This technology will be used later for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth or GPS.
Oh, she is remarkable.
Yes, that's correct. But for a long time, people only saw Hedy Lamarr as a beautiful actress and she wasn't taken seriously as a scientist. That's for her invention was recognized very late when she received several prestigious awards.
Let's continue with a woman in biology field.
Yes, let's talk about Rosalind Franklin. She was a British physicochemist and one of the most important pioneers of molecular biology. From a young age, she showed a great talent in science and later she studied chemistry at Newnham College.
But Alexis, what did she discover that was so important?
Good question. Rosalind Franklin dedicated a large part of her research to study the structure of DNA. Using X-ray techniques, she obtained extremely precise images that helped scientists better understand the organization of this essential molecule of life.
Wow, amazing. But did she only work on DNA?
No. During the Second World War, Rosalind Franklin also conducted research on coal and carbon structure. Unfortunately, her contributions were underestimated for many years. Today, however, she is recognized as a major figure in the history of science.
And luckily,
in conclusion, we can say that all these women have left their mark. Even today, people are talking about them and this is a good reason for that.
This woman worked in a field dominated by men, in a field where she weren't welcome, in a field where they were sometimes hidden. But despite everything, they have broken the glass ceiling. With their scientific discoveries, they have proven that anyone can succeed in the science field despite prejudices and stereotypes.
So all these women have fought for gender equality.
Even today, there are examples and they inspire future generations.
Let's continue along this path to move the world forward. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye. Goodbye.